Well, that's a good incentive to join intensive vocal for next semester. See what we do in this class. Hi.
They're waiting for final.
Are they?
Yeah. All right, if you want to take a tune in one. Okay, TAPE students, pick up file number 4, your final test of Book of Jeremiah. This test is, well, I'm going to give you about 35 minutes, and I'll check at the end, maybe at 35 minutes, and we'll see how we're doing. Okay. It hasn't been given, as far as I know, in 4 or 5 years, so I don't know how long.
I had to make up the key myself. So at least you know I've taken the test.
Here on the last page or pages. How many think they'll be finished in 5 minutes? For sure. Well, you're going to need more than 5 minutes for sure. Good. Go for 5 minutes from now then. Sweet. Card from my wife. Congratulations. I like it.
Can I pass out the old book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Everybody ready? If you are, exchange papers. Even if you aren't, actually. Okay. Multiple choice, question number one. Approximately how old was Jeremiah when commissioned by the Lord? The answer is C, between 20 and 25. Number two, which of the following prophets is not a contemporary of Jeremiah? B, Micah. Number three, explain the apparent composite nature of Jeremiah's book. The answer is A, it was written in several stages over a course of long ministry. Number four, which prophet mentioned Jeremiah's prophecy of the 70-year captivity? The answer is A, Daniel. Number five, what did the vision of the almond tree signify to Jeremiah? The answer is B, God would be watchful and quick to perform his word. Number six, give the meaning of the symbolic seething pot which Jeremiah saw. The answer is E, raging war was coming in from the north. Number seven, who was king when Jeremiah's ministry began? The answer is D, Josiah. Number eight, the Lord asked Israel why he has drunk from the water of Sihor and the waters of the river. What two countries do these rivers represent respectively? The answer is B, Egypt and Assyria. Number nine, referring to question eight, what is the meaning of this metaphor? The answer is E, Israel has sought sustenance through alliances with these states. Number ten, and it shall come to pass when ye be multiplied, etc. The answer is C, because Jerusalem will become the throne of the Lord. No one will be saying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord anymore. Number 11, why was Israel more justified than Judah in regards to the sins of both nations? The answer is C, Israel had no true temple or priesthood or an example to learn from. Number 12, then said I, Ah, Lord God, surely thou hast greatly deceived this people in Jerusalem, saying, the answer is A, Jeremiah sometimes prophesied of peace, but here he was prophesying of Judah's destruction, and he could not reconcile the two things in his own mind. Number 13, I wonder who took so much time to write up all these other answers. You know, I mean, it takes a long... Usually they're short answers, and these are long answers to this one. It's really interesting. When I read through it, I thought, boy, somebody really took some time. Number 13. Why did Jeremiah turn to the great men with his message? The answer is C. He hoped their response to his words would be more favorable than the response of the poor masses. Number 14. God threatened to do something in Jerusalem similar to what he had done to Shiloh. What happened there? The answer is C. The sanctuary there was abandoned by God. Number 15, where was Tophet located? The answer is B, Valley of the Son of Hinnom. Number 16, thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and earth, even they shall perish from the earth, etc. Why is it written in Aramaic? The answer is D. When the Jewish captives were invited to join the Babylonians in idolatrous worship, this was to be their answer. Therefore, it was written in the language of the Babylonians. Number 17. During the reign of which king did Judah renew the covenant? The answer is D. Josiah. I usually stumble over words like that, but I'll probably go home and practice this one. Number 18. Identify the two men who, though great intercessors, would not have been able to cause God's mind to be toward sinful Judah. The answer is A, Moses and Samuel. Number 19. What king of Judah was singled out as a prime cause of their captivity? The answer is D, Manasseh. Question 20, what fact is revealed in Scripture which indicates that many of the Jewish captives became paganized in Babylonia? The answer is E, after 70 years in captivity, only about 50,000 Jews returned to Palestine. Number 21, how do we know that Jeremiah's prayers for God to destroy the wicked were not originating from a bitterness in Jeremiah's own soul because they had rejected his ministry? The answer is B, Jeremiah said that in himself he did not desire the destruction of his people. Number 22, what infamous practice was carried on in Tophet? The answer is D, offering their sons for a burnt offering to Baal. Number 23, King Nebuchadnezzar's name has been given several possible meanings. Most of them contain the name of which god? That should be a small g. The answer is E, Nebo. Number 24, during the siege of Jerusalem by Babylon in the reign of King Zedekiah, God told Jeremiah, "And unto this people Judah thou shalt say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." What was God telling them? The answer is A, those who surrendered to the Chaldeans would live, but those who defended themselves in Jerusalem would die. Number 25, for which king did Jeremiah write a lamentation? The answer is E, Josiah. Number 26, which king was the object of the prophecy in Jeremiah 22:30, which says, "Write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days. For no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah." The answer is B, Jehoiakim. Number 27, why did prophets of God have the right to rebuke kings? The answer is D, because God gave them the authority to be his voice on the earth. Number 28, what does Shishak mean? The answer is C, Babel. Number 29, which prophet prophesied, fled to Egypt, and was arrested and then killed during the reign of Jehoiakim of Judah? The answer is E, Urijah. Number 30, why did Jeremiah say amen after Hananiah gave a false prophecy? The answer is E, in himself he wished that the content of Hananiah's prophecy was true, although he was sure that it was not. Number 31, what is the time of Jacob's trouble? The answer is D, the Battle of Armageddon. Number 32, Jeremiah 31:15 speaks of Rachel weeping for her children. What's the significance of her voice being heard in Ramah? The answer is C, the captive Jews were herded there for their journey to Babylonia. Number 33, why did Jeremiah purchase the field of his cousin Hanamiel during the Babylonian siege of Jerusalem? The answer is A, it was a token of his confidence that the Jews would return to Judah from captivity. Number 34, what attribute of the Rechabites served as a rebuke to the Jews? The answer is B, their obedience to the commandment of their forefather. Number 35, what did God promise the Rechabites? The answer is D, they would always have a man to stand before God. Number 36, Jeremiah 33:16 prophesies that one day Jerusalem shall be called Yahweh Tzidkenu. What does this mean? C, the Lord our righteousness. 37, who was the governor appointed by Nebuchadnezzar over Judah after its fall? The answer is A, Gedaliah. Number 38, why did the Jews that remained in Judah after its collapse decide to go down to Egypt? The answer is A, they feared attack from Nebuchadnezzar. Now to true false. Fun stuff. A, or number one, A, Jeremiah prophesied in the temple in Jerusalem. That's true. Jeremiah prophesied in Moab. That's false. Jeremiah prophesied in Egypt. That's true. Jeremiah prophesied in the king's palace in Jerusalem. That's false. As far as I know, it's false. There's no place, if you can point to me a place where he was in the palace, the king's palace. He was in the temple. Now, his prophecy went into the king's palace and was read there, but he did not go in. It's possible. See, I had to make this key myself, and I could not find any place where... See, there were some of these that I had to go... King's palace, huh? So I'm open on this test because some of these questions are a little obscure. The hardest? Yeah, these were hard. I noticed that too. Fortunately, they're only worth like 3 points, you know.
Yeah.
In one sense, that makes it worse because, I mean, you miss a couple of them and you got three wrong, you know, but it still is only worth 3 points, not like a 15-point question or something. Palace. Only reference reference to Jeremiah, and mine is Jeremiah 9, and that's talking about something else there. Had him sneak in where? Was that into the king's palace, though?
Brought him out of prison.
I think, let's see, it was in a... Was that in the court of the king, or was that in somebody else's court?
37:17.
Yeah, in his house. Yeah. We'll take that. That's close enough. Because he does... see, he's praying, but it's also in there. We'll accept that. Jeremiah prophesied by the Euphrates River. That's false. Now, he did a sign while he was there, but he didn't prophesy.
Question on that same time.
Yeah.
In chapter 13, where it says that I went to the praise to dig the Lord, and had it, the river was marred and profited for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord.
Where are you at? 13 what?
13:8, 7:8. It seems to me that he was there in his prophecy. That's why I think that is true.
We'll take that as true too. Undoubtedly, that's why this question even came up, why it was even asked. Otherwise, see, it would be tantamount to a trick question.
Can that be true or false?
I'll take it either way. Yeah, in this case, it's kind of a see if it were if this with this scripture in it here, if it were. If it were really false, then basically this would be being a trick question, which is not proper. So, well, I'll take it either way. Jeremiah prophesied in the streets of Jerusalem, that's true, and Jeremiah prophesied in the gates of Jerusalem, that's true. Set two. I'm going to be able to finish at this pace. Yeah, we should. Ezekiel was contemporary with Jeremiah, that's true. Huldah was contemporary with Jeremiah, that's true. Daniel was contemporary with Jeremiah, that's true. Micah was contemporary with Jeremiah. See, if you missed the other one, you missed this one too. That's false. Amos was contemporary with Jeremiah, that's false. Set three. Christ is seen in the book of Jeremiah as the shepherd, that's true. As the stone, false. As the branch, true. As the king, true. As David, true. As Yahweh Rapha, that's kind of a, not directly, but true, because he's seen healing and etc. So the nature of God is seen there. So I will raise up David, my prince, or he says, or my king, or whatever.
That last one is true, since Yahweh Rapha.
Well, see, those words aren't strictly, well, in a sense they are. Yeah. That's kind of, I'll take it either way. If you took it false because you were looking at it as the words themselves, I can understand that why you would take it that way. Because, of course, when he talks about healing, he's using Rapha in there. But it's kind of... When I wrote true for that one, it was based on the fact that he is seen as a healer in there, and so I thought, well, we'll put true down for that. But obviously, you can see I'm not that hardcore on it. set one of the matching. Coniah is H. That is to have no lineal heir on the Davidic throne. Remember, Coniah is the same as Jeconiah or Jehoiakim. Number two, Zephaniah, the son of Maaseiah, is E, priest who read Shemaiah's slanderous letter to Jeremiah. Number three, Shallum is C, first Judean king to die in exile. Number four is A, false prophet among exiles in Babylonia. That's Ahab, son of Koliah. Number five, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, is D, rescued Jeremiah from priests and prophets. And these are half point each. Set two, Pashur, son of Malchiah, is G, Zedekiah's envoy sent to inquire of Jeremiah. Number two, Micah is C, said Zion would be plowed like a field. Remember, he was quoted by the elders. He wasn't contemporary with him, but he was quoted by the elders. Number three, Jehoiakim is F, buried with the burial of an ass. Number four, Elasa, son of Shaphan, is E, carried Jeremiah's consolatory letters to exiles in Babylonia. And number five is B, Urijah is prophet killed by king of Judah. Set two is G, C, F, E, B. Anybody need set one? Okay. Set three. Jehoiakim is G, taken to Babylonian second captivity, 597, etc. Number two is E, Zedekiah is, God promised he would die in peace. Number three, Jehoiakim is D, burned the scroll of Jeremiah's prophecies. Number four is A, Josiah, Jeremiah wrote a lamentation at his death. Number five is B, Jehoahaz died in Egypt. G-E-D-A-B.
Did Jeremiah ever read a lamentation of Jehoahaz? Is he lamented? I had it in my head that he was lamented.
There was one of them that he said that there would be no lamentation for, and I can't remember if that was Jehoahaz or Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim. I don't know. This was a real question to me, too.
Where is that where he laments about Josiah?
I'm not sure. So if you want to look into that, that's fine with me. Because this one was some of these questions like this were, I mean, I taught the class and I studied the whole thing. I don't remember some of these. I had difficulty with this test myself, so I can commiserate with you, you know. Not too much because I don't have to get a grade from it. But okay, let's get this, the last one here. Kings of Judah, put them in order. 2, 3, 1, 4, 5. 2, 3, 1, 4, 5. Josiah, Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim, and Zedekiah. Should have gotten that one pretty easy, hopefully. On that one, it's worth 5 points, and you got to have it in order.
On that last page, John?
Yeah.
On number four, I wrote A, then I wrote F on the side because I thought F was true also, the longest
range. On number what? Which one?
On number
set one.
Set three.
Set three.
I'll show you what I did.
I wrote A. I looked at that. Those are all the longest reign of those kings. I wrote F on the side too, which I should have done because I didn't read it real carefully. But I should have marked it wrong.
Take a half point off.
Okay.
Obviously, he didn't have the longest reign. Manasseh did. 55 years, I think it was. Okay. Questions on multiple choice. Real quick. Any of the multiple choice. We're not going to be able to go page by page here. It won't take too long. Any questions on multiple choice? We did. We already talked about some of these true falses, so. Any questions on the true-false? Did I have your hand back? I mean, you can do that. I mean, obviously you need to. Yes? Well, on a multiple choice? Oh. As longest reign? Yeah, but see, it says longest reign of all kings of Judah.
Are we on the last page?
Anywhere. We'll take anywhere, basically.
On this, the last set three, the set three, Zedekiah, I couldn't say that he actually died in peace. I thought he was going to die in Babylon.
Well, he did, but God promised he would die in peace.
It was in peace.
It was in peace, and that was a specific prophecy to him that he would die in peace. Well, it was in Babylon, but God said he would die in peace. In other words, he was at peace while he was in Babylon. His eyes were put out. I don't imagine he was, you know, but he did. God promised he would die in peace. In other words, he was not going to die a violent warfare kind of death.
I had put he made an alliance with Syria. I remember something about he made an alliance with Syria. He did make it, but he was in with those that were trying to make the alliance. And so I just put that one down.
With Syria? I don't remember Zedekiah doing it with Syria. Yes.
I put that God prophesied that Josiah would die in peace at the beginning of the book when he went to Holda or whatever, wherever it was. He told him that this man wouldn't see all this.
Yeah, but he didn't say that he would die in peace. In fact, he died a violent death because he died in battle. See, he said that he wouldn't see this, you know, he would have peace during his reign, but it didn't say that he would die in peace. But it very specifically says that Zedekiah, you shall die in peace. So, okay, put the number wrong at the top.
We don't like Jeremiah died.
No. Not at all. There's a lot of things. There's, who is it? What's that? The British Israelites, they say that Jeremiah wrote certain things on a stone or something. I don't know. And the stone is...
They got all kinds of... Huh? Oh, that's right. That's right.
And something to do, there's just something to do with the... What is it, Canterbury? The
Did you say that Pilate went to England or something too?
I don't know. They got so many weird things. I mean, and it's like if you take a class and Rush tells you about it, you know, you can't refute it because it was a story that was told by a man whose father was a Mahalalala.
And you're going, well, there's no way to refute that. It's personal testimony kind of thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
And he saw this thing that said this, and when he did this, he went over here and.
You've already closed up your case. Do you want me to put this in the mail? This was due Wednesday. I haven't been at school since Tuesday.
Okay.
I had it done. I didn't want to make a special trip out.
All right.
John?
Yeah.
What's the system about the tea stuff? Should I keep a hold of it? Or how long should I be doing checking up for?
Let's go ask BC about that.
How long are they going to give us?
Well, everything has to be in by Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Anything after that is not counted.
Okay. So maybe I'll just come in on Monday and do it.
Enjoy the
Could
time.
Be, yeah. Thank you.